house of the Lord tonight. Amen?
Amen.
I don't know about y'all, but we've been having some church over in the kids' church this week. We had a young lady seek the Lord in the altars for a long time. The Lord filled her with the Holy Ghost last night. And we're excited to see what God is going to do in this service tonight. So, you young people, make room for the kids because we're going to pray and have some church too, all right? I'm so grateful to be here at camp again. I'm thankful for Sister Tierney and Sister Tori and Sister Ashley for saving me. I had no songs. I was not prepared, but they came in and saved the day, and I'm grateful for their help. And so we're going to sing this first song, and if you know it, sing with us. But let's all bow our heads and go to the Lord in prayer and just invite the presence of the Lord in this place. God, we thank you so much for the privilege to be in your house. We thank you for the privilege to be a part of the family of God. We thank you, Lord, for your mercy and your grace. We thank you, Lord, that we know that you are coming back soon and that we do not have to lose hope because there is a hope beyond this life. Lord, I just pray right now in the name of Jesus that this would be the most amazing service that we have ever had in Truth Camp history. Lord, that you would do a deep work in hearts and lives, heal broken hearts, heal wounded souls, whatever it is, Lord, lift burdens, God, just renew spirits in these last days. We trust you for it. Lord, the devil has tried to fight with even bad news on some people today, but Lord, we just pray a comforting spirit over them. Just minister to every need in Jesus' name. Let it be done. Amen. Hallelujah. Y'all just worship with us as we sing.
Glory.
should lie, nor a son of man that he should repent. Has he said and will he not do? Or has he spoken and will he not make good? I believe in these last days that the devil would like to do nothing more than to make us doubt God, to make us lose our faith. And I'll be honest, I'll admit, I struggled with that a few months ago. I saw my dad go through something horrible and God brought him back. He shouldn't even have one of his legs because of blood clots, and he's on this campground walking around tonight. God did a miracle. Even his cardiologist said, calls him the miracle man. And we went through all that last year, and the devil came to me with doubt and said, God doesn't do miracles. God doesn't care. And you know what? I can't tell you how many people I've talked to in this Christian life in these last few months that said, I've really been questioning some things. I'm not backslid, but I've really been questioning some things. I've really been going through. It seems like I just don't see what I used to see. And it breaks my heart that these generations, these kids right here, will not see miracles, because I just wonder if they're still happening. Well, I'm here to tell you tonight, just like I read, God is not a man that he should lie. He's not going to change. If he did it for us, he can do it for them. He can do it today. So if there's anyone in this room tonight and you say, I just don't know anymore, I'm here to tell you from my own experience, God said, Michelle, yes, I still hear your prayer. I still do miracles. I just want to know that I am enough. If you don't see anything else, I just want to know that the experience you've had with me, that I am enough. And I can truly say that I can stand here tonight. If God never did anything else for me, I could not praise him enough. So if there's anyone here that's discouraged when we sing this next song, you know it. We've sang it before. We believe. We believe in God the Father. Do you still believe? Do you still have faith? If you don't, I want you to muster up everything you can and say, God, I believe. Help my unbelief. And he will. Hallelujah. Worship the Lord.
Thank you. Man, let's give them another hand. That was great. Amen. Amen. We're going to ask Sister Leslie to come. At this time, we're going to have our drama club present a presentation that they have. And then right after that, we'll be beginning service. Amen. Let's give a hand to Sister Leslie and the drama club.
Amen. The Lord has been so amazing this week, and we're excited to see what God is going to do tonight. It seems like this week that God has been talking about testimonies. You know, we all have a testimony of some amazing things that God did in our lives. And my sister kind of took my testimony. my dad, stand up real quick. Stand up. Like she said... Like she said, he was like far away from home, and he broke his leg, his hip. They did surgery there. He had to stay a couple weeks. He traveled home, and because of it, he developed blood clots. He had them in his lungs, and he also had double pneumonia. There were times last year that I thought I would have to say goodbye to him, and it was a real struggle, you know, and I can remember whenever we found out that they said they couldn't do surgery, and they told him, Mr. Harwell, you're going to be miserable the rest of your life. Your quality of life is going to be poor. You're going to be in great pain. You'll be begging me to amputate your leg and all of this stuff. And I thought, God, what are we going to do? You know, and it's like we would take a step forward and three steps back. And I was like, God, what are we going to do? And I remember getting in my car. I was leaving prayer meeting because a friend of ours, she said, no, I work for a vein doctor. She said, and I know that we can do something. And I got the news at prayer meeting that he said the window of opportunity was closed. And I said, God, what are we going to do? And I got in my car, and I remember starting it up, and the song Trust in You by Lauren Daigle come on. And God said, do you trust me? If there's ever a time that I know I heard God speak, it was then. And I said, yes, God, I do. And from then on, I didn't know how, but I knew that God was going to perform a miracle. And like she said, his cardiologist now calls him the miracle man. We know that God still does miracles. And there are some people in here tonight that are going to show you that God does miracles. God has done some miracles in their life. Sometimes things happen and we don't understand it. But we have a hope and a trust in God. He hasn't forsaken us. He is faithful. And I just want to tell you tonight, and you, the campers, the youth campers will understand this. So you can go to one of them and say, what was she talking about? But hello, my name is Leslie Harwell, and I'm from Mesquite, Texas. And I have a testimony. Can you say amen? Amen. Right here. In Revelation, it says, and I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his cross. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before God day and night. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And they loved not their lives unto death.
Called to walk by faith. There will be mountains and valleys in our way. But right here in this moment, may our strength be renewed as we recall what God has done and how we've seen him move. If there's anybody here who's found him faithful, anybody here who knows
Amen. What's your testimony tonight? Because God is faithful. Amen. And I encourage you that if you don't have a testimony, if you came to camp without a testimony, you do not have to leave the same way you came. Because I promise you, God is in this place, and God wants to do a work in your life. And whatever you need, that is what He is tonight. You see, He's our Savior. He's our hope. He's our joy. He's our peace. He's our love. He's our deliverer. He's our victor. And most of all, He's our soon coming King. Because of the price that He paid on the cross, and in 3 days He rose again, and He ascended into heaven. And because of that, we have hope.
Savior of the world was fallen, His body on the cross, His blood poured out for us, the weight of every curse upon Him. Heaven looked away. The Son of God was laid in darkness. A battle in the grave. The war on death was waged. The power of hell forever broke.
Please. if there are words for him, then I don't have them. You see, my brain has not yet reached the point where it could form a thought that could adequately describe the greatness of my God. And my lungs have not yet developed the ability to release a breath with enough agility to breathe out the greatness of his love. And my voice, you see, my voice is so inhibited, restrained by human limits, that it's hard to even send the praise up. You see, if there are words for him, then I don't have them.
My God, his grace is remarkable. Mercies are innumerable. Strength is impenetrable. He is honorable, accountable, favorable. He's unsearchable, yet knowable. Indefinable, yet approachable. Indescribable, yet personal. He is beyond comprehension, further than imagination. Constant through generations, and King of every nation. But if there are words for him, then I don't have them. You see, my words are few, and in trying to capture the one true God, using my vocabulary would never do. But I use words as an expression of worship to a Savior who is both worthy and deserving of his praise. So I use words.
My heart extols the Lord, blesses his name forever. He has won my heart, captured my mind, and has bounded them both together. He has defeated me in my rebellion, conquered me in my sins. He has welcomed me into his presence, completely inviting me in. He has become the object of my sight, flooding me with mercy in the morning and drowning me with grace in the night. But if I have words for him, then I don't have them.
But what I do have is good news. For my God knew that man-made words would never do. The words are just tools that we use to point to the truth. So he sent his son, Jesus Christ, as the word, living proof. He is the image of the invisible God. He is the firstborn of all creation. For by him all things were created, giving death in his formation. And by his word, he sustains the power of his name. For he is before all things, and above over all things, he reigns. Holy is his name.
So praise him for his life. That he persevered in strife. The humble Son of God, becoming the perfect sacrifice. Praise him for his death. That he willingly stood in our place. That he willingly endured the grave. That he battled our enemies. And on the third day, rose again in victory. He is everything that was promised. The firstborn of all creation. So lift your voice and sing. For one day, we will return and reign with him for eternity. Eternity. So it's not just words that I proclaim, for my word points to the word, and the word has a name. Hope has a name. Joy has a name. Peace has a name. Love has a name, and that name is Jesus Christ. So praise his name forever.
Forever he is Lord. worship you, Father. You alone are worthy of our praise, and we worship you tonight.
God. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's give this drama group one more hand. That was ministry. That was ministry. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We're going to take a 5-minute break. Do not leave the auditorium unless you have to go to the restroom or get a drink. Platform folks will be up here ministering music. Please come. Let's get ready. We want to start service in 5 minutes.
All right, we're going to go ahead and get started. If we can get on in here. Everyone find a seat. Amen.
You start playing light a little bit. That may drag.
Amen. How many is glad to be in the house of the Lord tonight? Amen. We appreciate everybody being here tonight, all our visitors and campers, counselors. We appreciate you here tonight. Amen. Let's just all stand right now to begin this service. I want to say all those that worked in kids camp, all our workers, I want you to give them a hand. They did a wonderful job this week. Amen. And appreciate what the Lord did this week in kids camp. And we always look forward to this night, bringing everybody in. And we appreciate the blessings of the Lord. And how many knows he's going to do something in this service tonight? Amen. God's faithful. I believe he's trying to reach down and raise a generation up that's going to serve him in this last days. Amen. I was in a meeting a couple weeks ago, I was preaching a revival, and I was parked next to the church, and that late night, it was Brother Tim Cleveland, I was preaching for him, and I said, I need to go to the sanctuary and pray a little bit, because I really didn't feel what I was going to preach in the morning, and when I got in there, the devil jumped all over me in the church. I got to reading in Genesis chapter 3 where the serpent beguiled Eve, and the devil, it's like I heard his voice in that sanctuary, and he said, you really believe that? You see, I believe the Lord's dealing with some hearts right now. Some of you have come here with some questions about God. And I said, that sounds like a fairy tale. That's what the devil told me. Right in about 11 o'clock at night in the sanctuary, praying right there. Some of you may be questioning right now if God's real. I want to let you know he's real. Amen. He's real. As I was reading that story in Genesis chapter 3, and I began to pray, and I began to rebuke that thought. And the Lord brought me back all the way back about 30 years ago when I backslid and got away from God. Amen. How many knows you can still backslide? Somebody shout amen. There ain't no once saved, always saved. Amen. I know some are teaching that today, even our Assemblies of God churches. No way. You can backslide and you'll die and go to hell. But I remember I backslid and got away from God. And the Lord said, you remember that time you went into a restaurant? I was married to that young lady right there. Went into a restaurant. I said, put me all the way back in the corner of that restaurant back there. And I put my back against the wall. You know why I did that? Because that way, if I saw some Christian walk in, I can hide what I had on the table. And the Lord brought that back to my memory. He said, why were you hiding it? Why did you hide it? If I'm not real, why did you hide it? Why did you want to hide? Listen, if God's not real, why do people do wicked things in dark places? Why do they steal in the dark? Why do they do things that are bad and they hide and do in the dark? If God's not real, amen. I'm not here to, you know, to question everything, but I'm here to let you know that he's real. Amen. You may not be feeling God many times, but I want to let you know he's real. Listen to me, young people. God is real. Just this week in children's camp, a young lady got saved and filled with the Holy Ghost last night. But that's not all of it. Her mama's in jail because of something she did to her daddy. And that young girl's in service tonight, saved and filled with the Holy Ghost. That lets me know God's real, isn't he? I said he's real. Hallelujah. Why don't you lift your hands up and worship the real God tonight, Jesus. Hallelujah. Come on, young people. Come on, church. Let's worship him right now. Hallelujah. Lord, we praise you. We worship you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. God, that one that has a question tonight, Lord, reveal yourself to them right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord, we praise you. We worship you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Come on. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Come, Brother Dustin.
Amen. Aren't you glad to be in the house of the Lord tonight? Hallelujah. Be flat. Well, I'm building up the wall, and I won't come down. I'm building up the wall, and I won't come down. Yes, I'm building up the wall, and I won't come down. I'm building up the wall, and I won't come down. Oh, I said I'm building up the wall, and I won't come down. Yes, I'm building up the wall, and I won't come down. Well, I'm building up the wall, and I won't come down. I'm building up the wall, and I won't come down. Oh, oh. Well, that devil came by today just to have a little chat with me. Said you're working way too hard. Come on down and rest your feet. But I did not even stop. I take the time to turn around. I'm building up the wall, and I won't come down. Oh no, I said I'm building up the wall, and I won't come down. Yes, I'm building up the wall, and I won't come down. Well, I'm building up the wall, and I won't come down. Let's sing that again. Wall, and I won't come down. Oh no. Came by today just to have a little chat with me. Say you're working way too hard. Come on down and rest your feet. But I did not even stop or take the time to turn around. I'm building up the wall, and I won't come down. Oh no, I said I'm building up the wall, and I won't come down. Yes, I'm building up the wall, and I won't come down. Well, I'm building up the wall, and I won't come down. I'm building up the wall, and I won't come down. Oh no. Well, this world is looking on. They shake their head and say, that wall is way too high. You don't have to live that way. But my answer's still the same. And it will never please a crime. I'm building up the wall, and I won't come down. Oh no. I said I'm building up the wall, and I won't. Yes, I'm building up the wall, and I won't come down. I'm building up the wall, and I won't come down. I'm building up the wall, and I won't come down. Oh no, I said I'm building up the wall, and I won't come down. Yes, I'm building up the wall. lifts me up. Though I walk through the lowest valley, though I drink from the bitter cup, when the devil comes a knocking, show me another way. I stand right, square on my feet, I throw my head in the air, I look him straight in the eye, I say my foot's on the rock, and my mind made up. Oh yes, I've got my foot on the rock. Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There is power in the name of Jesus. Oh, there is power in the name of Jesus. Oh, there is power in the name of Jesus. Oh, break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Oh, so break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. And there is power in the name of Jesus. Oh, there is power. There is power in the name of Jesus. Oh, so break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Oh, so break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Oh, there is an army. Oh, he's here. Oh, he's in this. this place tonight. Hallelujah. Oh, my God, He is here. Oh, He's here right now. And He will break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. He will break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
Upon this rock, I'll build my church and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. I got news for the devil tonight, and I got news for the world. They ain't got them all. Can somebody say amen? I said the world hadn't got them all. God's going to have a church. God's got a church, and he's raising up a church right here in Truth Camp 2017. Come on, saints of God. I love to preach as much as anybody in this house, but it ain't about me tonight. It's about these young people getting the help they need before they go back home. From these elders. Come on, counselors. Come on, pastors. Come on, pastors' wives. Come on, men, women of God. From these elders. Raise us up an army, God. Raise us up an army. Raise us up an army. Better take the torch. Better go on. Better continue to fight. God, give us some young people full of the Holy Ghost, full of the power, full of the presence of God, that's not scared of the devil, that's not scared of hell, that'll take the word, the sword of the Spirit, and go to battle for the church upon this rock. I'll build my church. Come on, Brother Dustin. Woo! Hallelujah!
I hear those chains falling down.
Raise up an army, God. Raise up an army, God. Raise up an army tonight. Raise up an army.
Break every chain.
Raise up an army.
Oh, Lord, break every chain. Break every chain. Every chain. An army rising up. There is an army rising up. There is an army rising up. Oh, Tom, break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain.
There is power chain. There is an army rising up. There is an army rising up. Oh yes, there is an army rising up. Oh, so break every chain, break every chain. Break every chain. Oh, so break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain. Oh, so break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain. Oh, so break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain. I hear the chains falling.
Power in the name of Jesus. Jesus. There's something about the name of Jesus. There's healing in the name of Jesus. There's peace in the name of Jesus. Oh, Jesus. There's something about the name of Jesus. There's healing in the name of Jesus. There's peace in the name of Jesus. Oh, Jesus. There's something about the name of Jesus. There's healing in the name of Jesus. There's peace in the name of Jesus. Well, He made the lame to walk. He made the dumb to talk. He calls the blind to see. There's something about the name of Jesus. There's healing in the name of Jesus. There's peace in the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, He is Jesus. There's something about the name of Jesus. There's healing in the name of Jesus. Peace in the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, Jesus. There's something about the name of Jesus. There's healing in the name of Jesus. There's peace in the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, He made the lame to walk. He made the dumb to talk. He calls the blind to see. There's healing in the name of Jesus. There's peace in the name of Jesus. Oh, I see it's Jesus. There's something about the name of Jesus. There's healing in the name of Jesus.
I want you to just keep praying, but listen to me for just a moment. I feel like God just inspired me to talk to you here just a minute. Few weeks, months, I don't know what it was back. I was talking with Brother Goodwin. I said, Brother Goodwin, do you have a theme for the camp? He said, well, not really a theme. We just want every young person that's there to be filled with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. We just want every young person that comes to Truth Camp this year to be filled with the power of the Holy Ghost. I felt like God wanted me to tell you the most important thing you can do tonight in this last service of Truth Camp 2017 is get filled with the power of the Holy Ghost. You're going to need it tomorrow evening when you get home. You're going to need it Saturday morning when you get home. Come on, come on now. That power of the Holy Ghost, it'll give you courage. It'll give you boldness. Come on, it'll give you confidence to be able to serve Him. Lift your hands all over this building and say, God, fill and refill us with the power of the Holy Ghost. We need an upper room experience at Truth Camp 2017. We need an upper room experience. Come on, lift those hands. Believe God for the Holy Ghost. Come on, lift those hands. Believe God for the Holy Ghost. Let Him fill you. Let Him refill you. Leave here full the power of the Holy Ghost. Save for the destiny. Hallelujah. Give us the Holy Ghost, God. Fill every of a saved, born again person in the house with the power of the Holy Ghost. Let every blood-washed believer under the sound of my voice be filled with the power of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Peter preached Jesus at Cornelius' house. And while he preached Jesus, everybody in the house was filled with the power of the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name, fill us with the Holy Ghost tonight. In Jesus' name, fill us with the Holy Ghost. Let the Holy Ghost,
Holy Ghost,
come on, get those hands up. God, fill us with the Holy Ghost.
Breathe on me.
God, fill us with the Holy Ghost.
Breathe on me.
Receive it in Jesus' name.
Holy Ghost,
receive it in Jesus' name. Fill us with the Holy Ghost. Fill us with the Holy Ghost. Fill us with the Holy Ghost. Pray for somebody. Pray for somebody right now. Ask God to fill somebody with the Holy Ghost. Lay hands on somebody. Believe God for somebody. Bind together with somebody. Let them get filled with the power of the Holy Ghost. Not one young person, not one teenager, leave this house without the power of the Holy Ghost.
Holy Ghost.
Fill us with the Holy Ghost. Fill us with the Holy Ghost. Fill us with the Holy Ghost. Fill us with the Holy Ghost. Fill us with the Holy Ghost tonight.
Burn in me, oh. Yesterday's gone, and today.
Power, breathe. Place and feel the There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. Nothing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of loves when my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. In your presence, oh, and Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the it's just like fire. Shut up in my bones, it's that Holy Ghost fire. Shut up in my bones, it's just like fire. Shut up in my bones, it's that Holy Ghost fire. Shut up in my bones, it's just like fire. Shut up in my bones, it's that Holy Ghost fire. Shut up in my bones, yes, it's just like fire. Shut up in my bones, it's that Holy Ghost fire. Shut up in my bones, I said it's just like fire. Shut up in my bones, it's that Holy Ghost and fire. Shut up in my bones, I said it's just like fire. Shut up in my bones, it's that Holy Ghost fire. Shut up in my bones.
Jerusalem was a shaking, Pentecost had arrived. Stood among them, he knew there was no doubt. This Holy Ghost and fire, it will make you dance and shout. When it's just like fire, shut up in my bones, it's that Holy Ghost and fire.
Shut up in my bones,
yes, it's just like fire. Shut up in my bones, it's that Holy Ghost fire.
Shut up in my bones.
From his mother's belly, born to prophesy, the prophet Jeremiah, he will lift his voice and cry. Be silent, folks commanding, go home, leave us alone. But how can you be silent when there's fire down in your bones? Well, it's just
like fire.
Shut up in my bones, it's that Holy Ghost and fire.
Shut up in my bones,
I said it's just
like fire.
It's that Holy Ghost and fire.
Shut up in my bones.
I said it's just like fire.
Shut up in my bones.
It's that Holy Ghost
fire.
Shut up in my bones. People get offended because I leap and shout. They say too much emotion and too much moving about. Don't tell me to be silent or sit down in my pew. Cause if you felt what I felt, I said it's just
like fire.
Shut up in my bones, it's that Holy Ghost and fire.
Shut up in my bones,
well, it's just like fire.
Shut up in my bones,
it's that Holy Ghost
fire.
It's shut up in my bones, I said it's just
like fire.
Shut up in my bones,
it's that Holy Ghost and fire.
Shut up in my bones,
it's just like fire.
Shut up in my bones,
it's that Holy Ghost fire.
Shut up in my bones, from his mother's belly, born to prophesy. The prophet Jeremiah, he will lift his voice and cry. Be silent, folks commanded, go home, leave us alone. But how can you be silent when there's fire down in your bone?
It's just like fire.
Shut up in my bones,
it's that Holy Ghost fire.
Shut up in my bones,
it's just like fire.
Shut up in my bones,
it's that Holy Ghost fire.
Shut up in my bones,
well, I know it's just like fire.
Shut up in my bones,
it's that Holy Ghost fire.
Shut up in my bones,
well, it's just
like fire.
Shut up in my bones,
Holy Ghost fire.
Shut up in my bones. Oh, well, people get offended because I leap and shout. They say too much emotion and too much moving about. Don't tell me to be silent or sit down in my pew. Cause if you felt what I felt, then you be shouting too. I said it's just
like fire.
Shut up in my bones.
It's that Holy Ghost on fire.
Shut up in my bones.
It's just like fire.
Shut up in my bones.
It's that Holy Ghost fire.
Shut up in my bones.
I said it's just
like fire.
Shut up in my bones.
It's that
Holy Ghost on fire.
Shut up in my bones.
I said it's just
like fire.
Shut up in my bones.
his mother's belly. Born to prophesy, the prophet Jeremiah, he will lift his voice and cry. Be silent, folks commanded, go home, leave us alone. But how can you be silent when there's fire down in your home? I said it's here,
like fire, shut up in my bones.
It's that Holy Ghost
fire, shut up in my bones.
Just like fire, shut up in my bones. It's that Holy Ghost
fire, shut up in my bones.
I said it's just
like fire, shut up in my bones. Holy Ghost fire, shut up in my bones.
Well, it's just
like
shaking. Pentecost had arrived, and at the room party they were drunk on the new wine. But Peter stood among them, he knew there was no doubt. This Holy Ghost and fire, it will make you dance and shout. Well, it's just
like fire,
shut up in my bones. It's that Holy Ghost
fire,
shut up in my bones. I said it's
just like fire.
Just in time, but I'm gonna break through. each day is just God's way. Come on and praise Him. Look what the Lord has done.
Well, my lame man sat outside the gate, begging on from those who'd enter in. Oh, now Peter and John, they came upon him, the lame man expected from them. Oh, they said, silver and gold, sir, have I none, but all I have I'm gonna give unto thee. Well, wrapped in the spirit, touch the man, he lifted up to his feet and said, look what God's done for me. Come on and look
what the Lord has done. Keep it, feel alive. Only inside the Holy Ghost inside.
keeping me alive. Jesus is keeping me alive. Well, I saw him and I got him and he's keeping me alive. Keeping me alive. Oh, keeping me alive. Oh, yes, I saw him and I got him and he's keeping me alive. Jesus is keeping me alive. Well, if that Holy Ghost is fire that is keeping me alive. Keeping me alive, keeping me alive. Well, it's that Holy Ghost in fire, and it's keeping me alive. Jesus is keeping me alive. Well, it's all over me, and it's keeping me alive. Keeping me alive, keeping me alive. I said it's all over me, and it's keeping me alive. Jesus is keeping me alive. It's that Holy Ghost in fire and it's keeping me alive. Oh, keeping me alive. Keeping me alive. Oh, it's that Holy Ghost in fire and it's keeping me alive. Jesus is keeping me alive. Yes, it's that Holy Ghost in fire and it's keeping me alive. Oh, keeping me alive. Keeping me alive. Oh, it's that Holy Ghost in fire. Keeping me alive. Jesus is keeping me alive. Well, I saw him and I got him and he's keeping me alive. Keeping me alive. Keeping me alive. Yes, I saw him and I got him and he's keeping me alive. Jesus is keeping me alive. Well, it's all about me and it's keeping me alive. Keeping me alive. Keeping me alive, oh yes, it's all over me, and it's keeping me alive. Jesus is keeping me alive. Well, it's that Holy Ghost in power. Keeping me alive, keeping me alive, oh, keeping me alive. Well, it's that Holy Ghost in fire, and it's keeping me alive. Jesus is keeping me alive. Oh, it's that Holy Ghost in fire, and it's keeping me alive. Keeping me alive, keeping me alive. Well, it's that Holy Ghost in fire, and it's keeping me alive. Jesus is keeping me alive. Well, it's all over me and it's keeping me alive. Oh, keeping me alive. Oh, keeping me alive. I said it's all over me and it's keeping me alive. Jesus is keeping me alive. Yes, it's that Holy Ghost in fire and it's keeping me alive. Keeping me alive. Keeping me alive. And it's keeping me alive. Jesus is keeping me
alive. You need it like the Bible says.
keeping me alive, keeping me alive. Well, it's that Holy Ghost inside, and it's keeping me alive. Jesus is keeping me alive. Well, it's that Holy Ghost inside, and it's keeping me alive. Oh, keeping me alive, oh, keeping me alive. Well, it's that Holy Ghost inside, and it's keeping me alive. Jesus is keeping me alive. Oh, it's that Holy Ghost in fire, and it's keeping me alive, keeping me alive, oh, keeping me alive. Oh, it's that Holy Ghost in fire, and it's keeping me alive. Jesus is keeping me alive. Oh, it's that Holy Ghost in fire, and it's keeping me alive, keeping me alive. Keeping me alive. Well, it's that Holy Ghost in fire, and it's keeping me alive. Jesus is keeping me alive. Well, I sought him and I got him, and he's keeping me alive. Oh, keeping me alive, keeping me alive. Well, I sought him and I got him, and he's keeping me alive. Jesus is keeping me alive. I said I sought him and I got him, and he's keeping me alive, keeping me alive, keeping me alive. Oh yes, I sought him and I got him, and he's keeping me alive. Jesus is keeping me alive. Well, it's that Holy Ghost in fire, and he's keeping me alive, keeping me alive, keeping me alive. Well, it's that Holy Ghost in fire, and he's keeping me alive. Jesus is keeping me alive.
let it rain, 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 let it rain. Oh, we need you to open the door.
Jesus' name. Come on. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. I want to hear you worship. I want to hear you magnify. I want to hear you praising him. The devil's defeated. I said the devil's defeated. The devil's defeated. Saints, yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, my time. The floodgates are open. 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 Running on the shore. Since I got up here, because I didn't want to leave going back to Mississippi tomorrow. And you say that's an old charismatic. I'm far from it. But I felt the Holy Ghost tell me to tell you to get something in your hand. Come on, get something in your hand. You got a handkerchief, get it in your hand. You got to take your towel off, get it in your hand. And if you want the Holy Ghost of heaven to rain on you tonight, I want you to take it and start waving it toward heaven and say, here I am, Lord. Here I am. not here, Lord. Come on. I'm not here, Lord. I'm not here, Lord. Rain on me right here, God. Don't skip over me, Lord. Don't look over me tonight, God. Here I am. Here I am. Let it rain on me, God. I need it to rain on me, God. I need it right here, Lord. I need it to my voice. The fire. Standing here, you're gonna let your foolish pride get in the way of you getting what you need tonight. You'll lay your head on your pillow after a while and say, I wish I'd obeyed God. I wish I'd have done what I felt in my soul, in my spirit. I believe I could have got help in that service if I'd obeyed God. Somebody lay your foolish pride down on the chair beside you. Wave at him and say, let it rain on me, Lord. Sing, ladies, let it rain on me, Lord.